So great was the Allied destruction of the German rail system that to get from the Ruhr to southern Germany, it was necessary to go through Holland, Belgium, Luxembourg, and France. The men rode in open cars, sleeping, singing, swinging their feet out the doors, sunbathing on the roof of the 40 and 8. Popeye Wynn led them in endless choruses of the ETO theme song, "Roll Me Over in the Clover." The train passed within 25 miles of Bastogne. The division history commented, "The occasional evidence of the bitter fighting of 3 months before made the hair rise on the necks of many of the veterans of Bastogne." But at the same time, remembering only snow, cold, and dark and ominous forests, they were surprised at the beauty of the rolling lands under the new green of spring. They got back into Germany and then to the Rhine at Ludwigshafen, where they got off the train and switched to a vehicle called DUKW. D, 1942, U, amphibian, K, all-wheel drive, W, dual rear axles. These DUKWs had come in with the invasion of the south of France. These were the first E Company had seen. The DUKW was outstanding in every respect, but because it was a hybrid, neither the war nor the Navy Department ever really got behind it. Only 21,000 were built in the course of the war. The men of E Company wished it had been 210,000, or even 2,100,000. A DUKW could carry 20 fully equipped riflemen in considerable comfort. It could make 5 knots in a moderate sea, 50 miles per hour on land, riding on oversized rubber tires. It was a smooth-riding vehicle without the bounce of the deuce-and-a-half GI truck or the springless jarring of the Jeep. Webster said the DUKW rides softly up and down like a sailboat in a gentle swell. They crossed the Rhine on the Ernie Pyle Bridge, a pontoon structure built by the engineers, and headed toward Munich. They went through Heidelberg, and Webster was entranced. "When we saw all the undamaged buildings and the beautiful river promenade, where complacent civilians strolled in the sun, I was ready to stay in Heidelberg forever. The green hills, the warm sunlight, the cool, inviting river, the mellow, collegiate atmosphere. Heidelberg spelled paradise in any language." From then on, the convoy traveled a circuitous route southeast, skirting mountains, on main roads and side paths. "All the while," Webster wrote, "we marveled at the breathtaking beauty of Germany. As a writer said in the New Yorker, it seemed a pity to waste such country on the Germans." In mid-afternoon, Spears would send Sergeants Carson and Malarkey on ahead to pick out a company CP in such and such a village,